Race Day.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. If you're just joining us or waking up on this spring morning here in Melbourne town or wherever you are, you're listening and you missed the first word or you missed the Melbourne Form panel, all you need to do is subscribe to RSN Saturday morning with your local podcast subscriber, and you can listen to those interviews and also the Form panel this morning sometime. Or you can just jump on the website at rsn.net.au, and they have been loaded, those interviews and also the podcast there for the Melbourne Form panel. But we do need to find you a winner around the country today with our interstate hour, and then we'll also preview that wonderful meeting at the Trots this afternoon at Melton. Metro Racing back at headquarters after Harness Racing Victoria came out of Sohn Racing there yesterday, highlighted by the Minuteman, and a wonderful program at the Greyhounds as well at the Meadows. Both those metropolitan meetings in the Trots and the Greyhounds are now afternoon meetings because of the lockdown here in Melbourne. But let's have a look at this card at Rose Hill today, highlighted by the Golden Rose, and it's a terrific program. We're racing there on a good four. The rail is back in at the True. So perfect conditions, and it's time to welcome in Kevin Casey. Good morning to you, Kev.
G'day, Gareth. Look, it's a big day, a massive day with the Golden Rose. It's always been a terrific race. Obviously, it transformed a Group 1, I think, 11 years ago, and there's been some great action and some really, it is one of those races we call a sire-making race, but our favourite is a Geldingen.
Yeah.
And looks the goods this afternoon.
Let's have a look at the first race, and this is over the 1500 metres. It's the Class 2, it's a highway, and you can scratch one more choice. The 6 Temple 1 for Paul Massara is the $4.80 favourite, but there's plenty of chances here according to the market, Kev.
Yeah, this is a little come down from last week's highway, a Class 2 with form from here, there and everywhere. Pretty typical of the breed of C2 Highway. Wickmo's the horse, I think. She's a mare who's third up and really effective now, rising to this distance. I think 1500 is just perfect for her. And her two runs back, she's shown a little bit of style in those. So she's ready now with the draw. She probably stalks and gets her chance. She's firmed up. I think she opened up about 15-ish. She's now there, single figures, but still a value hope, but there she is, $11, in fact, so that's a nice price for her, I would think. Dangers, look, I think Cosmic Haze looks ready now. It was held up last start, so was the winner, by the way. 13 Some Deal, I think, is a chance here at some odds. It's had good support over the last few days, and 8 Temple 1, the favourite, needs a little luck from that draw, but if that arrives, certainly could win. 7-3, 13, and 8 for the first.
Okay, the Stays do battle in the Group 3 over the 2,400 metres in Race 2 at Rose Hill. Raheen House is the scratching. Kira May gave except for a good push. Not much pace here, and he's happy with the horse. He's the $2.80 favourite. Attorney at $4.20. Grey Line, the stable mate for Matthew Smith of Attorney, is also at $5.50. And then Karzoff for Chris Waller and James McDonald, the second favourite, at $3.90 here, Kev.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure he's any card rate or noir, but Exemplar Dutt will have the chance to roll forward here and control. Look, I'm with Grey Lion, who is a veteran, obviously, but he has been in races won by Mugger 2 and getting beaten, you know, 3, 4, 5 lengths. And in between those, he was beaten 2 lengths by Takemochi. That's pretty good form for something like this, 54.5. I doubt he gets too far away from the front in this field. Exemplar, as mentioned, is going to lead. His form is quite okay. I mean, he sort of battled away with Chabot there down the straight at Flemington last time. And comparative, you know, that Persan form, Lord Belvedere is all fine for something like this. Getting in nice and short now, though, I think. I've gone to Jukon in the hope that he can perform better, getting to this trip for the first time in Australia. Really needs to. And the other one is Two Cars Off, who doesn't win regularly, but certainly has been racing well in similar events of late. 3, 6, 7, and 2, not keen.
Race 3, I was looking forward to seeing Dadoo's Dart go around, but he's been scratched now, the 3. You can also scratch the 16, New King. The 17 and 18 also come out. It's another open race. She's ideal for Bjorn Baker and Karen McAvoy at $4.20. Yonkers at $5.50, the 11. Otonte at $5.50 for Waterhouse and Bot. Timmy Clark rides. Kira Ma thinks that thought of that. From Victoria here up to Sydney's at $7, gets the dry track as a wonderful each-way chance. And those are the horses under double figures here. Kev, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's many winning chances here. I think this is an open race and a really good race. The Dew's Dart will keep. Drew Wye was on a seven-day turnaround, so we'll wait for him. I'm with Entente, who's a third up and presenting after a really troubled run there. How he got so far back, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but it did. His stablemate was well backed and controlled the race, and he got home really well on Tont. Now, he's drawn deep. I think that just forces Tim Clark's hand to get up and over and on speed. Extra distance is all good for him. So I'm with him, and with him fairly strongly, but as mentioned, there's plenty of winning hopes here. Former Saffa's got one. He's also a third up. She's Ideal is third up. The market always loves her. I think she's been favourite now her last 9 starts. This will make it 10. She could win. There's no doubt at all she could win. She won third up, fourth up, fifth up last preparation. So she's ready. Yonkers is flying. I think he'll be handier from the draw. Thought of that, can get to the lead. Could win this as well. Cross to buy, not the worst at big odds. 9, 4, 14 and 11,
Race 4 is a Group 3, and it's for the 3-year-olds over the 1,800 metres. And you can scratch the 6, Lion's Roar. And we've got an odds-on favourite, Love Tap, who's unbeaten from 3 starts for the Freedmans, and Nashua Willa takes the right, Kev.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying he's not a very, very good horse in the making, Love Tap. He's gone to the bush, essentially, and won as he liked. He's 107 last time with Nash making the trip to Goulburn, and clearly he was lengths ahead of them. So he should be. That was a shocking lot of horses behind him. They're not to city level in any way, shape or form. So that's the reason, part of the reason he started 107. So he had to do that to be any hope. This is a lift up from a poor race, frankly, from the horses that finished behind him. That's the reason that I've got 2 Easy Campisi on top here. Now, I know he's deep into a prep. He's seventh up today, but he comes through the Dulcify with a winner, Moonga, is Caulfield Guinea's favourite, and 2 other horses, Yardstick and Global Quest, are going to run in the Golden Rose. It's clearly the best race of any of these have come from. I thought he ran through the line as though 1,800 wouldn't scare him. And he could find the front here or something very near it. And I think his value, much better value at 9.50 than the favourite, who is second pick and can win. No question he can win. I'm just knocking the price here comparison to the 2. So 2 ahead of 3, 1 Achievers there. Should be ready now. Comes through a midweeker, but rises to the trip for the first time. That may help. And 5, Cananabia, he's fourth in line there. 2, 3, 1, and 5 for me.
All right, then. So Easy Campisi, the good each-way price at $9.50 for Kevin. The Gloaming Stakes there, race 4 at Rose Hill. Race number 5 on the card, you can scratch the 11, 12, and the 13. And Forbidden Love, another one here for Richard and Michael Friedman's the $3.20 favourite in the Heritage Stakes. You've also got Wild Ruler at $3.40. Destination, James Cummings gave this galloper a wonderful push on the first word this morning at $5 as well. Your thoughts here, Kev?
Yeah, we end up with only 2 fillies here against, 9 males. And the market has separated the top 2 here from the rest of them as well with respect to Destination. I'm going market order here with the top 3. Forbidden Love coming through the Furious, Giselle Hungry Heart. That form looks good. She was rock solid there for mine. She gets a good run here. We saw her match up last prep as well. Her first prep was promising. This one is also promising. She's got the race fitness on board, and she's got that Overwild Ruler who's trialled really well. The Sydney runs were very good for this colt. He headed north, took on Rossfire, and wasn't disgraced. He trialled earlier in the week. It was certainly solid. He's looking at a big winning chance. I've got ahead of Destination, who's had a few runs back. Second of Prime Stars, fine. It's backed up and run really well. He's thereabouts. His horse inside draw, I don't think he'll get too far back here. Probably box seats. He's got a winning chance for sure. And three Kamazi at some odds. Gone back and had a trial. Blinkers on, wide draw. Maybe he presses forward here. Not the worst. He's fourth in line. 10, 1, 2 and 3 for the Heritage.
Okay, race number 6 is the Shannon Stakes, and it's over the 1,500 metres. Group 2, Scratch the 11 and the 13. Paul Snowden joined me on RSN Central yesterday, and this is what he had to say about the favourite, I Am Superman.
He's travelled back in good order. The time between runs doesn't harm his chances. It probably enhances him, really. I think he's better on the fresh side, and he's certainly come back in great order, so off the nice soft draw, he gives himself a chance to round these up late.
So that's a good push, I think, Kev, for the favourite, I Am Superman, the current $3.60 favourite in front of Looks Like Elvis at $4.80, Rio Dini at $8 under double figures as well, along with Quackerjack at $9.50.
Yeah, look, it's a little bit of a different race with the scratching of Just Thinking. There's still speed here, though. Obviously, Quackerjack will head forward. Rio Dini is going to be thereabouts as well. I'm with Looks Like Elvis, whose two runs back have been... He was totally forgettable. He ran last but should have gone quite close there. He had no run at all first up, and then he's gone around in the tramway, and he did plenty there. He was sort of asked to go early. It was wide. I thought it was fairly respectable, really. It's the race Coldings come from. It's the race Rocks come from to go to Newcastle and dominate there. So I think he can not be all that far back here. The draw helps him today, I think, and he hasn't had a draw like this for a little while. Midfield for him, stalking nicely. He can do the job. I Am Superman. Yeah, rock solid first up. Beat Morris. I think Morrissey runs 20 minutes before this race. So we get a guide there at Caulfield. I think he too can stalk to good effect, and he's certainly a winning chance in the race. Look, the two mares down here, Yamazaki and Nudge, who will both be off speed, but have the chance to come into play. The tempo here, I think, looks solid enough for everything running on to get their chance, and that includes, of course, a couple up the top, Nick and Over, Ty Zone. 6, 5, 14 and 12 for me.
Race number 7 is the Golden Rose. This has been a much anticipated race, a wonderful build-up. Scratchings are clear. King's Legacy is at $16. This is what Paul Snowden had to say about his chances in the Group 1 feature.
Yeah, a little bit. Look, it's obviously it's going to be hard to turn the tables on Rothfire. He seems to be going particularly well, but I've just got to like the way that he rounded his race off. His sectional suggests that he's going every bit as the first three over the line in the run to the Rose, and I do believe so. His fitness is fine. Just a matter of just getting the run to suit, where we're not going to get that tempo that we met there. Gives him a chance to travel, and I think he'll produce that turn of foot that he does have.
All right, then he's at $16, Rothfire at $1.85. Wayne Hawks earlier on in the week was talking up the gains of Ole Kirk and North Pacific, and he's not scared of Rothfire. I believe he should be around a $3 chance, according to Wayne, Kev.
Okay.
Wish he was our bookmaker.
Yeah, look, I disagree with Wayne there, but look, he's got two good chances in the race. His second and third pick for mine, but look, I think he's fairly faultless here with what he can do. He's drawn wide here. I think Yardstick's going to jump positively and try to cross. Rothfire, we know, starts positively. Pelter's drawn low, and does he want to press here? I think he probably relents and tries to trail up as he did in the run to the Rose. Look, it's just the right lead up for Rothfire. He was dominant there. All with Farnan and everything, he was dominant to the line. History says it's the right race to come through, and he did the job really, really well. He's only been beaten once. He's measured up to essentially this field and beaten this field comfortably a fortnight ago. I don't think the draw's a trouble for him. I think Jim Byrne will have the chance to assess what's happening with Yardstick and with Peltzer underneath. I think he can go from there. I wouldn't be stunned if he wanted to just shoot out and cross right over the front of them and have the lead. I would not be dismayed about that at all. He's the horse to beat. He's no $3 chance here. I think he's rightly in the red. And he can beat the Hawks runners. Ole Kirk, whose finishing sectionals were terrific. It can be a bit sketchy at the getaway. He's drawn better today, but just watch him at the start there to see where he does settle. North Pacific is there as a certainly a top three chance. He was honest enough. Of course, he started shorter than Rothfire a fortnight ago. And Two Kings Legacy, who ran last in that race, but this does suit better going to the 14. So 1-4-5-2, my friend Mamaragan finds himself out of top four here. It's all about the favourite for me. 1-4-5-2.
The Golden Pennant is a Group 2 for the mares over the 1,400 metres, race number 8, and Hawkbury on her. Wow-wee, wasn't that a performance first up? And she's the strong favourite once again at $2.40, just in front of Sweet Dill. In fact, a fair way in front of Sweet Dill, who is the second favourite around the $7 quote here, Kev.
Yeah, well, this is fascinating because she was awesome. Absolutely awesome in the Scirocco, crossing up. Used plenty early, but just kept finding. Sweet Deal there with her, just couldn't find. She was done. The last 100, she gave up and said, I've done all I can. And Hawkbury on her, fresh, just kept running. Now, can she do it again? Well, she's drawn out there again. I have Adelong sort of trying to push up today. I think that's a better ploy for her. Positive piece in the speed as well. Sweet Deal sort of drawn a bit mid-range. Does she want to go forward and lead, or does she take a trail today? There's a bit happening underneath her here, but she's always been positive. She's that sort of horse. She settles top two, and she finishes top two. She's never missed. She's 9 starts, 6 wins, 3 seconds. Look at this. You know, she's been beaten by Tafane Fabric last preparation, giving them plenty of weight. So she is hard to fault. Second up off a long break, but I have to be with her. You could quibble about the price, but I'm just happy to say she's the clear pick in the race again. Look, 7 generals and 8 seasons. Look, I went second, third in the same race. I'm saying that's the right sort of lead up for them. Generals was massive odds, but sort of had her as an each way chance there. And she is again. She's drawn to get the lovely tag on the speed here and finish off. She's looking some value to me at 16. And subpoenaed the other one who will want the speed to be on. $7 is, I think, a bit well found, but she's there as a good each-way chance. 2 on top, 7, 8 and 10, the dangers.
All right, then. Let's have a look at the last race here. And you can scratch Betcha Flying, but Masked Crusader, I think most punters around the country today will be having this galloper a lock, hopefully, with their multis. It's a long wait. He's $1.90, but is he a good thing?
I think he's the clear pick in the race. His two runs have been terrific in defeat. He's been a similar price, hasn't he? $1.90, $1.95. I haven't tipped him in either of those. And I think he's run up to exactly what I've expected from him. The gate was always looking tricky last time, and so it proved. You know, he's stuck there 4 deep. And still, he did his best. He tried hard, and Fertus has come behind him. Look, she's a very good mare. You know what? I want to see him drawn low here, get into the race, and let's get up there and let's start. Well, I would not mind it if he wanted to lead this. I think he possibly could lead it. He is 11 to 1,400, which is not something I love and go to as a rule. But we think he's much better than benchmark 88. He just needs that win at this level to get himself and be a worthy entrant in a stakes race this preparation. I think he can do it. 10 Mirror Vision, the main chance for me. I thought her return was very good. Seven Dancing Gidget is in good form. It's off season. This is harder, but she's winning. And Prime Candidate is there as a go forward horse as well. He's racing well, and he's back to Rose Hill today. 5, 10, 7, and 1 in the last.
All right, your best, your value, and also your quality there at Rose Hill on Golden Rose Day there, Kev.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky day for a best for me. I like Rothfire, and I like the favourites in the last three legs, but they're not quite at the prices that that I want them at. So I'm going the way of race 6, number 6, as the best. Looks like Elvis. My value is up against the shorty in race 4. Number 2, Easy Campisi, I think is some value there. I think he'll run really well. The quaddy numbers for me, the first leg, 5, 6, 12 and 14. We'll take Rothfire 1 out in the second leg. He's number 1. 2, 7, 8 and 10 in the third leg. And we're home with 5 and 10 in the last leg of the quaddy.
All right, good luck, Kev.
Thanks, Gareth.